mathnasium.com.
Hey, it's the Live Music Showcase from WMNF Community Radio in Tampa. I'm Bill Dudley. I'll be your host today on the show. We got one of my favorite bands on the show. Kind of one of my favorites because they're kind of old buddies of mine, and we're happy to have them on the show today, the 2 p.m. Band. Welcome, guys, back to WMNF. It's been a long time.
Thanks, Bill. Yeah,
good to be here.
Let's start off with a song.
All right. Well, this is one called Beautiful Day.
Saltgrass waving in a gentle marsh breeze. A pileated pecker tapping on a palm tree. Otters on the move looking for a fish. Osprey keeping watch from a satellite dish. A kingfisher popping in and out of the creek. Smell the coffee perking, waking me up. Hear the pot gurgling and she brings me a cup. Morning coming up out on the preserve, St. Martin's Marsh, its own little world. All of God's creatures carrying on. So the morning begins. Sitting on the back porch and I'm drinking it in. Cold, just like a fine Cabernet. What a beautiful day. Fair hangs heavy at the first morning light. It's time to get ready. Thinking I might try to take it easy, not push it too hard. What's wrong with mowing only half of the yard? It's not like any of my neighbors complain. So the morning begins. I'm sitting on the back porch and I'm drinking it in. Like a fine Cabernet. What a beautiful day. Shadows growing short as the morning goes long. A couple good lines, I can finish this song. One by one, cicadas in the trees, all tune in a band, they're singing out of key. It's music to them and it's music to me. So sitting on the back porch and I'm drinking it in. Oh, just like a fine Cabernet. What a beautiful day. Oh, oh, like a poet will say. What a beautiful day.
Oh, you got them. They're here. They're live on the air here at WMNF in Tampa. The 2 p.m. Band. So why don't one of you, let's start with the guy on the left end. That would be Mike Jurgensen. Why don't you introduce the other members of the band and then just give us like 30 seconds of how this band got together. And
okay.
So for people that might not have heard you when you were on last, which I think was like
a while back.
A long time ago.
Yeah. You know. Well, to my immediate left, Pete Price from Ozello, Florida, and on the far Screenwrite is Pete Hennings from Floral City, Florida, and I'm from Newport Richey.
All right.
And we've been together, what, about 14 years now, something like that?
Yeah, it's a long time. I can't believe that.
Yeah, we've known each other probably for, I don't know, 25 years or so, but we played separately and then together in various evolutions at coffee houses and gigs and so on. Pete were with John Sims and the Florida Friends, and they played a duet thing for a while. And Pete Price has played with Snow Rogers, I think, a bunch of people. Pete Hennings plays bass with whoever hauls him up on stage. He plays all over the place.
That's a great job.
But yeah, so
and you were in a band called Myriad.
I was, yeah,
for many years.
In the 90s, I was in Myriad, and Pete Hennings was our bass player for the last couple of years of Myriad. But a lot of memories.
Yeah. So Pete Price, Pete Hennings, and Mike Jurgensen. 2 p.m.
There you go.
That's where they got their name.
Seemed like a good idea.
And I'm very lucky myself to have been associated with these guys, helping them record some of their music.
And all of our CDs.
It's really great.
You have recorded and done a marvelous job.
So, you can check that out on, what's the website? 2pmband.com. 2pmband.com. That's the website.
Correct. So we're on Facebook, too.
Yeah. By the way, speaking of Facebook, we are streaming this show on Facebook. You can watch us live, which I suggest you do immediately. And just go to Facebook and type in LMSWMNF, and you will see our live TV broadcast of the show. Let's have another song.
Sure. This song that we co-wrote, it's called Cracker Girl, and it's kind of maybe an answer to...
It's a new song, right?
It is, fairly new. It's kind of an answer to Frank Thomas's Cracker Cowman song, so it's called Cracker Girl.
Well, she sits beside the water, stares across the gulf. She thinks of all the years gone by when they never had enough. When her daddy fished for mullet and her mama patched their jeans, and daddy'd share his daily catch if the neighbors were in need. Well, at times she can be stubborn, fierce as a mother bear. Late at night she melts in tears when life catches up with her. She's devoted to her family and her blessed God above. They're the harbor she seeks refuge in and the vessel for her love. She's a cracker girl in the modern world. Seems like time has passed her by. Between shopping malls and interstates, sometimes she wants to cry. But her heart still holds the innocence from her life in a simpler world. With her faith in God and family, she's still just a cracker girl. Well, there's a 24-hour convenience store where her old frame house once stood. Her old playground grows a parking lot. The golf course was her woods. And the shoreline's jammed with condos now, it'll never be the same. But no one can take her memories, they're the one thing she can claim. She's a cracker girl in the modern world, seems like time has passed her by. Between shopping malls and interstates, sometimes she wants to cry. But her heart still holds the innocence from her life in a simpler world. With her faith in God and family, she's still just a cracker girl. And the more they build, the more of her they slowly strip away. And it seems the world that she once knew grows smaller every day. But in her mind, she still can't find the wonder and the grace of all she's lost at such a cost, so callously erased. Time by the waterside, her precious Gulf of Mexico. And her mind drifts back to her younger years and the life she used to know. And a smile spreads slowly across her lips. She recalls those leaner days, 'cause her heart's so full of memories, growing up in the cracker ways. She's a cracker girl in a modern world. Seems like time has passed her by. Between shopping malls and interstates, sometimes she wants to cry. But her heart still holds the innocence from her life in a simpler world. With her faith in God and family, she's still just a cracker girl. And her heart still holds the innocence from her life in a simpler world. And she'll be passing down those memories to her own little cracker girl.
Nice job, you guys. That's a good new song.
Thank you.
Yeah. 2 p.m. band, our guests on today's live music showcase here from WMNF. We'd like to acknowledge our wonderful live music crew here. We got a killer crew on this show. We've got Mark Perfetti doing the mixing, pushing those sliders up and down, getting it all mixed just exactly right for these guys.
Yeah,
it sounds
Mark.
Great. He's today assisted by John Francis Banker and Richard Stone, who also is responsible for our YouTube feed, which will be in production later on this evening or tomorrow. You'll be able to watch the show on YouTube. Right now, you can watch it on Facebook, as I mentioned earlier. LMSWMNF is the key word. And on the TV end of things, Bob Hoke is our director. And on cameras today, we've got Ed Lehman, Marcy, and Tom Connors. And in the control room, watching the levels, is Carlos Hernandez, keeping track of things, making sure we get on the air.
Quite a production.
Yeah, Randy Wynn does the scheduling for this show. He's the one that comes up with the bands, and I didn't even know you guys were going to be on until I saw it on the schedule. I said, hey, I know those
surprise!
Guys. Yeah, so anyway, we're happy to have you on the show today.
Well, thanks.
So, 2 p.m. started off 14 years ago. How have you evolved over the years? Other than get to know each other.
I think we're doing more original tunes now. When we first started out, you know, Mike or Pete or myself would have had a few songs in the bag that we kind of brought to the band. But we also did, I think, probably 60-40 covers to originals. And it's evolved now to where we're doing probably about 75% originals. Yeah. And we're co-writing a lot more songs, too.
How do you do that? Does somebody come up with an idea, and how do you work that out?
That's kind of typically how it happens. A couple of times, like I at one point had a melody and a progression that I liked but didn't know where to take it, and kind of tossed it out to these guys. And you know, eventually we settled on, you know, what the hook was going to be and what it was going to be about. We've also done it where I've sat down and written a verse, or Mike has written a verse, and then it just seems easy. Well, toss it out there and see if these other guys can help me finish this thing up. So
run up the flagpole, see if anybody salutes.
It's a lot of fun. It's been a great challenge. We've been really enjoying the process.
Wow, that's great. Well, let's have another song.
Okay.
Well, this one isn't one of ours. This is written by John Randall and Bill Anderson. It's one we've just recently started doing, and we enjoy it a lot.
Bill Anderson of country music fame?
Well, not Whispering Bill Anderson, but
another
Bill Anderson.
He always has to clarify that.
Imagine that, somebody else named Bill Anderson. But anyway, this song's called Whiskey Lullaby. Okay, ready? One, two, three, four.
La, 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 la. La 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 la. She put him out like the burning end of a midnight cigarette. She broke his heart, and he spent his whole life trying to forget. We watched him drink his pain away a little at a time, but he never could get drunk enough to get her off his mind. Until the night he put that bottle to his head and
pulled the trigger. He finally drank away her memory. Life is short, but this time it was bigger than the strength he had to get up off his knees. They found him with his face down in the pillow, with a note that said, I'll love her till I die. And when we buried him beneath the willow, the angels sang a whiskey lullaby. La 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 la, la 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 la. And the rumors flew, nobody knew how much she blamed herself for years and years. She tried to hide the whiskey on her breath. Finally drank her pain away, a little at a time. But she never could get drunk enough to get him off her mind. Until the night she put that bottle to her head and pulled the trigger. She finally drank away his memory. Life is short, but this time it was bigger than the strength she had to get up off her knees. They found her with her face down in the pillow, clinging to his picture for dear life. We laid her next to him beneath the willow, while the angels sang a whiskey lullaby. La 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 la, la 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 la, la 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 la, la 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 la.
Music from 2 p.m., our guests on today's live music showcase here from WMNF. If you just tuned in, 2 p.m., great trio, two Petes and a Mike, and that's how they got their name, Pete Price, Pete Hennings, and Mike Jorgensen, all strumming and singing for you today live on the air here. Hey, we'd like to thank everybody who called us last week. We went over our goal, so thanks to everybody who called, and thanks to everybody who pledged on Facebook, and it was great. This is the first time this happened in a long time, so we're really excited about that. If you weren't one of the people who called us last week to help support WMNF and the Live Music Showcase, you can still do it. We've got a little bit of a shortfall we came up with, a few dollars short, so it's not too late. Give us a call here at the radio station, 813-238-8001, or go online to the tip jar, WMNF.org, and say it's for the Live Music Showcase. Yeah. So that was a happy little song.
Yeah. You know, little
we like to mix it up.
Double suicide alcoholism, a little something
kind of a temperance
there.
Song.
Well, we do Beautiful Day, and then this kind of evens things out.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah, okay. So one of the things you guys do so well is your three-part harmony. Is that hard to work that out? I guess you've been doing it a few years, so
you know,
it's
we kind of fall into it now. You know, I mean, we've been doing it for so long together.
Yeah.
But, you know. Well, we do take the time to really work it out. I mean, we'll just cut out all the instruments and just go maybe one guitar with single strum, and then we'll sing through the lines until we get the lines right. You know, it's so we do spend some time on it, and sometimes some of them are harder than others. But I usually have the hardest time. But these guys,
not true.
Well, we got a call from one of our listeners, Dan, who says, "Glad I tuned in today. This is what makes WMNF great."
It does.
A bit reminiscent of the Ashley Gang. They started after you guys did, I think, though.
Well, they've been around for a long time.
They were contemporaneous.
Yeah, they were before us, actually.
Really?
I'm pretty sure.
I think they were.
Yeah, they're a really good band.
Yeah, they are.
So, so he's worried that we started at 2:06, a little bit late for the 2 p.m. band.
Well, if you wait any minute past 2 p.m., you're too late for the 2 p.m. band.
That threw us off a little bit. So that's
There's actually a Korean boy band called 2 p.m. as well, which was really disappointing to hear when we figured that out. Who would have thought? You know,
but well, if you get a cryptic message sometime from their lawyer,
we do. Well, not from lawyers, but
not yet.
If you Google 2 p.m., most likely you'll come up with the Korean guys.
Oh no,
yeah, because they've got a lot of people.
Is that why you spell yours Arabic number 2? And then PM.
That's right. Exactly.
No, they do the same, but we add the word band to the end. Like on our website, it's 2pmband.com.
Okay. Yeah, 2pmband.com.
But that was a shock.
Something we hadn't considered.
No. You don't expect that.
There's a whole story behind the Korean 2pm band, too. You ought to Google it, and they've got a whole YouTube thing that
talks about. Do they sing in harmony?
I think so. Yeah,
yeah.
They're a lot more kind of.
They're pop.
Yeah, they're pop. A lot younger than we are. So. I don't think we could pull off their songs, but
okay. They probably jump around a lot.
They do. Yeah.
much
our jumping days are over.
Well, I don't know about that. You guys are still pretty spry well,
for our age. Yeah.
Hey, let's have another song.
All right. Well, this is a song that I wrote as a kind of a tribute to a one of the last remaining stilt camps that sits off of Newport Richey out in the Gulf of Mexico.
Is that when you see that from north of Newport Richey? You see all those things out there?
Right. There are about 7 or 8 of them, I think, that are still standing out there just about maybe a mile offshore out the mouth of the Piflachascoti River. So
that's good for you to say. Yeah.
So this is specifically for some friends of ours who own one of those stilt camps, and it is actually addressed. It's number 3. So it's Stilt Camp Number 3. Each one has his own physical address. So this is called Stilt Camp Number 3. 1, 2, 3, 4.
When life's troubles burden me, I take a boat out on the sea. To a sheltered place I know, to a house on stilts is where I go. It has stood for years through wind and storm. Winter's chill, it has kept me warm. And summer months filled with memories, it's my home, my still camp number 3. Oh, you house on stilts standing out at sea, oh, please won't you carry me far away from the troubled land. Won't you soothe me in your sheltering hand? I remember days when as a child made me feel so free and wild, and precious time with my family, and now my own kids come with me. This magic kingdom far from shore, where time stands still, where less is more. Saltwater treasures here we find, but I treasure most this family time. Oh, you house on stilts standing out at sea, oh, please won't you carry me
far away from the troubled land. Won't you soothe me in your sheltering hand?
Laughter and joy fill up our days. We fish and swim, we eat and play. Till night comes with setting sun and a brilliant show when day is done. A billion stars in a moonlit sky. The water fires as the fish swim by. The shrimpers' lights on a sparkling sea. And a peaceful calm comes over me. Should you be torn by gale force wind, surely build you back again. Even stronger than before will be the bond we feel with you once more. So when life's troubles get me down, I hop a boat and get out of town. I find my haven here, you see, on the Gulf at Stilt Camp number 3. House on stilts standing out at sea. Oh, please won't you carry me far away from the troubled land. Won't you soothe me in your sheltering hand? It's almost heaven here, you see, on the Gulf at Stilt Camp number 3.
Great music from 2PM, the 2PM band, on the Live Music Showcase from WMNF. Watch us on Facebook, LMS WMNF. You can react to us, like us, have some of those little blue hearts floating around there.
They don't have dislike buttons, thankfully.
Oh, well.
Well, they got angry buttons. Hopefully we don't get any angry buttons out.
Or the little pile of poop or something.
Oh, yeah.
You could do that.
No, just hearts, please.
Or
hearts.
Put an artichoke or an eggplant. But yeah. Doesn't that mean something, too? I don't know. Probably, I'm not up with all that stuff.
I'm not sure about that.
Anyway, 2PM Band is our guest on today's show. And we'd also like to acknowledge our great Live Music Showcase crew.
Yes.
We've got Carlos Hernandez passing me notes from the control. If you want to get in touch with Carlos, react to our show in any way. Oh, there's going to be a note right now. Hang on, people. Here. Okay. Ross says, it sounds great, but where he's listening, it's 11 a.m.
Uh-oh.
Ross is in Portland.
He needs to spring forward a few hours.
All right.
So we got Carlos taking care of that. If you want to call us or react to the show in any way, you can do so on our request line, Air Studio line, 813-239-WMNF, 239-9663, or DJ at WMNF.org. So having a good time with these guys. They're a great band. Oh, I was going to run down the credits here. Bob Hoke. As our director of the TV portion of the show, and we've got Marcy and Tom Connors and Ed Lehman on the guitars, right? On the cameras.
Come on over and play a tune here.
Yeah. Mark Perfetti mixing it up today, assisted by John Francis Banker and Richard Stone. And Richard also is our Dr. Stone is also our YouTube coordinator. You can watch the show on YouTube starting tonight or tomorrow morning.
Oh, cool. Awesome.
Along with a whole bunch of other great shows.
Yeah. Looking forward to checking that out.
Yeah. Let's have another song. Now I've done all this talking. We don't want to have any more talking.
Well, this is a song that I wrote about 3 years ago, right? Actually, as we were winding up the last CD, I guess I wrote this.
Yeah.
And it was just too new to put on the last CD, so we've been performing it. But it was Veterans Day, and I was reading the news online, and I ended up on NPR and found an article by a woman in a short documentary that she'd put together about her dad, who was a Vietnam vet and suffers from PTSD. And so I watched the documentary several times, and it just got under my skin. It really hit home. My dad was a 30-year Army colonel. He served in World War II, Korea, and Vietnam.
Wow.
My brother was in the Army. I was a naval officer in submarines. All of my uncles on my mother's side were Army, Marine Corps, Navy. So it was something that just got under my skin, and I just couldn't get it out of my head. And I knew there was a song in it, but my fear was that in 1968 I was 10 years old, so I didn't think that I was the one to tell the story. But I realized watching this documentary, these four guys were telling me the story. This was this woman's dad and three of his platoon mates that went through a particularly bad day, a bad battle over there in August of 1968. So the song really comes out of the documentary, with the exception of the very beginning, which is a tip of the hat to my dad. When I was a kid, my dad was a smoker back in those days, and he carried around a Zippo lighter with a big red one on it from the 1st Infantry
Division.
There's
nothing that sounds like flipping the cap on a Zippo lighter.
That's right, that's right.
It's a totally unique sound.
Yeah.
My dad had one, too.
Yeah. So the Zippo lighter with the big red one is a tip of the hat to my dad, but this song is called I'll Go Back Tonight.
Up Zippo engraved with a big red one. It's lit a mile of camels, why not light another one? The axe a simple trigger to a place from long ago. Memories and nightmares only guys like me would know. Some called it Southeast Asia, some called it Vietnam. Us, we were in country and we could not give a damn about much except to make it through this day and then another. Keep a close eye on yourself and keep the other on your brother. You asked me when I was in Nam, well, I was there this morning and I wound up there this afternoon, no heads up and no warning. And just before you asked, I was in that firefight. I've been here and there since 68, and I'll go back tonight. I've got a faded black and white I keep here on my desk. Most people pick it up as if it were some kind of test. And I watch them peeling back the years to recognize my face. But I only see the men whose faces never got to age. Now in the old days it was shell shock then battle fatigue. Now a simple acronym, it's all the same to me. You see, whatever name you call it, there's a wound deep in my soul. Well, you can medicate and you can compensate, but you can never make me whole. You asked me when I was in Nam, well, I was there this morning. And I wound up there this afternoon, no heads up and no warning. Just before you asked, I was in that firefight. I've been here and there since 68, and I'll go back tonight. I gaze into that picture, I can't help wondering why I was the only one that day to make it back alive. And yet I'm still there with them, held captive in this trap. My brothers never made it home, I keep going back. You asked me when I was in Nam, well, I was there this morning. I wound up there this afternoon, no heads up and no warning. And just before you asked, I was in that firefight. I've been here and there since 68, and I'll go back tonight. You asked me when I was in Nam, I was there this morning. I wound up there this afternoon, no heads up and no warning. And just before you asked, I was in that firefight. I've been here and there since 68, and I'll go back tonight. I'll go back tonight.
Whoa, what a great song.
Thank you.
Wow, that's Pete Price.
Yeah, that's a powerful song.
Yeah, that is. Pete Price, the song that he wrote. What is the name of the song?
I'll Go Back Tonight.
Yeah. Great. 2 p.m. band. You're hearing them live here on WMNF, Community Radio, 88.5 in Tampa, and WMNF.org around the world. You can watch our show anytime you want on Facebook during the show. And you can watch it after this on YouTube starting this evening, tomorrow morning. In fact, I think it kind of lingers on Facebook for a while. Oh. You can probably watch it later on this afternoon if you want to. It sort of hangs around there.
Lingers, huh?
Yeah, it lingers for a while. I don't
as
know.
As long as it doesn't loiter, you know.
Well, I don't know. Facebook changes every couple of days, so you never know.
This is true.
You never know what they're going to be doing next. But 2 p.m. are our guests on today's Live Music Showcase from WMNF. So when you write a song like that, who are you singing it to? People that don't know what Vietnam was, or there's a lot of people born since then.
Yeah. I mean, I get a lot of response from that song, and invariably people will come up and say, "Oh, my brother, my husband, my dad," or everybody seems to be connected to that song in one way or another. I even had a woman come up to me one time and said, "Oh, that song really touches me. I was in a really bad car accident." And I hadn't really thought of it that way. PTSD touches a lot of people in a lot of different ways. So she connected to that, this recurring, I'll go back, I'll re-experience that. Mm-hmm. It just is always surprising to me, well, shouldn't be, but how many people are touched by that war and affected by that even to this day.
It doesn't seem like that many people actually were killed there, but it's had such a tremendous effect on our country because sort of influenced the whole last half of the 1960s and the early 70s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow. Amazing. Great song, Pete Price.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I had a lot of help from that, the documentary, those guys.
It's a powerful documentary. You can find it on YouTube.
What's the name of it?
The name of the documentary is I Will Go Back Tonight. So the song just sings better with I'll Go Back Tonight. But if you type in I'll Go Back Tonight or I Will Go Back Tonight, you'll get both of those, the documentary and a video of us doing that song. Unfortunately, Pete wasn't with us, so it's not the definitive version of that song.
You will be recording the definitive
that's
version.
That's right.
Let's do it.
But you'll get both of those as the first two hits if you type in.
We got about another 17 or 18 minutes. Let's try to squeeze in as much music as we can.
Because
I just love these guys. And,
well, we love you
obviously,
too, Bill.
Obviously. So, let's have another song.
Okay. This one is a tribute to the festivals that we play around the state and the late night jams that go on until the wee hours of the morning and are often the very best part of the festival when you get a chance to swap tunes with your friends who you only see a few times a year at these weekend festivals.
What's the next thing you're going to be at where people can come in?
We'll be at Barberville the first weekend in November. We'll be at Yalaha Bakery this Sunday, as a matter of fact, up in the middle of the country there. In the middle of the state.
Near Leesburg, near Mount Dora.
They can find out about that at 2pmband.com.
We'll be in Common Grounds, which is down in Northport. We'll be there in just 19th. 19th, and then the Sunday Sampler up in Dunellen on November 10th. And in Melrose, doing something on the 14th. So we're kind of getting around. We're trying to get around the state. And
great.
If anybody has gigs that they want to let us know about, we're always open to them.
Yeah.
We'd love to fill them for you.
That's right. We will.
Don't have any bar mitzvah songs, but you could learn
not
one.
Not yet. We could. We could work on that.
We can learn them.
So anyway, this is a song called Let's Just Play One More. One, two, three, four.
Line of clouds is drifting slowly across the moon tonight. Familiar faces flickering in the fading firelight. There's something about this evening, and it just feels right. It feels like home to me. Stars are barely peeking through the live oak canopy, and the leaves are rustling softly in a cool March evening breeze. Been swapping songs all night, and it's almost 3, and I should get some sleep. But the music is so fine, and there's so much left to say. I just can't seem to find the will to pull myself away. I got a set in 7 hours and one later on today. Maybe I'll just play one more, 'cause that's what this night is for.
times are so special that I get to spend with you. These festivals that we all play are such a precious few. So dig another old song out and then I'll play one too. It might be dawn before we're through. The daily schedule's set in stone, we go our separate ways. So many stages to choose from in only 3 short days. But when the sound men all close down, we'll have our own main stage. When the campfires start to blaze, 'cause the music is so fine and there's so much left to say. I just can't seem to find the will to pull myself away. I gotta set in 7 hours and one later on today. Maybe I'll just play one more. 'Cause that's what this night is for. When this campground comes alive, something to behold. A symphony of instruments and voices fills your soul. There's music everywhere. Feels like magic in the air, takes control. So let's spend this time together. We'll play our favorite songs. And as our friends come gather round, then we'll all sing along. 'Cause when this night is over, then the memories linger on. That's what we came here for. Let's just play one more.
Let's just play one more.
'Cause that's what this night is for.
Let's just play one more.
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 That's Mike Jurgensen on the lead vocal there, a song that he wrote.
It's actually the title cut of our second CD.
Yeah. Yeah. Mike Jurgensen with Pete Hennings and Pete Price. They call themselves 2PM. The 2PM band, 2PMband.com, right?
Yep.
Yeah, I see it right here. Okay, yeah. Good. Yeah, that's how you can find out where they're going to be performing and a little bit of the story of the band. Here's some cuts and stuff like that. You can listen to our show here, the Live Music Showcase, anytime you want on YouTube. All of our past shows are there. You can watch them. You can listen to our show at WMNF.org on the archive if you just want to hear the audio part of the show. You can do that on the archives or on our WMNF app. And once again, if you didn't get a chance to call last week and contribute to live music and WMNF community radio, you can still do so. Call us right now if you want to. If you didn't get a chance to last week, just give us a call at 813-238-8001. Talk to Miss Julie or go to WMNF.org. And the tip jar lies in wait for you right there. I got nothing else to say. Let's have another song.
All right.
Okay.
Well, this is another one that I wrote kind of recently. And sometimes songs just come out of nowhere. I don't know where this came from. It's not autobiographical.
Definitely
it's,
not.
It's
you
just...
Make sure you clarify that just in case there's something in the song that people might get the wrong idea.
That's right. Don't know where this came from. And just... Anyway, the song's called Empty Heart.
Yeah, the first time we heard it, we said, "Are you okay, Pete? Everything all right at home?
Yeah. Okay?" My wife actually said she likes this song. So,
well, she knows you, so yeah. She knows it's not autobiographical.
All right. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4.
Well, I'm sitting here, I'm just breathing air, and I'm wondering where you are now. And it's a shame when I call your name, all I hear is the same only sound of an empty heart in an empty room, in an empty house, like an empty tomb, where love has gone to die. There was a time
when you were mine. When I dreamed I'd feel your embrace. But come the dawn, again you're gone, and emptiness just fills this space.
I'm an empty heart in an empty room, in an empty house, like an empty tomb, where love has gone to die. Your memory lives here like a ghost. Sometimes it creeps upon me. I feel your lips upon me. I hear the whisper of your call. Now and then I remember when I held the world right in my hands. But don't you know I just let it go. Can I ever feel that way again? I'm just an empty heart in an empty room, in an empty house, like an empty tomb, where love has gone to die. I'm just an empty heart in an empty room, in an empty house, like an empty tomb, where love has gone to die.
Good job there, Pete Price. Thank you. The guitar and bass. Good guitar work on that, you guys.
Thank you.
We have to take a short break now because Mike is got a lot of wiring to do here.
I'm not accustomed to the
He's putting on his little harmonica thing. And you know, if you've ever seen anybody do this, it's a pretty jury-rigged kind of gizmo, this
don't
thing.
Try
know, people
this
have been using it for years and years, but still, I always wonder how they actually...
Somebody's got to come up with something better, huh?
It seems like they should, yeah. But the whole thing is, you play the guitar and play the harmonic at the same time, and this is, I don't know when they came up with this idea, but many years ago. But it's quite a contraption, so... Let us know when you're stable here.
Well, that may take a while.
It may take a little while.
Talk to me in a few years. And
2 p.m. band. They're our guests on today's live music showcase for WMNF.
I think we're ready for this.
All right. What's this going to be?
Will be. This is a song called Lonesome Road. And it's one, like Pete said, in this case, he came up with a chord progression and then a melody and... Didn't quite know where to take it, so we kind of took it there.
You took it on the road.
This is where we took it.
We took it down the lonesome road.
Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4.
Well, the daily miles just tend to drag me down. And the morning finds me blue. And at night I find I've only come unwound as my thoughts return to you. But the days drag on so slowly every time I go away. And the driving down this lonely road gets harder every day. This lonesome road, this lonesome road. And you're always on. This lonesome road. One black coffee in a motel paper cup. While the morning anchors drone. Guess I'll wait to call. I hate to wake you up. So I'm off out on the road. As the morning sun is rising, warm light filters through the trees. See your auburn hair streaming down. You're reaching out to me. This lonesome road, this lonesome road. And you're always on my mind. Oh, this lonesome road. And every town is different.
everyone's the same. Highways change, but each comes to an end. As I faithfully retrace my steps back from where I came, my heart keeps pounding in my chest. It's more than I can bear. It's like gravity that pulls me back. I know you're waiting there. Down the exit signs, at last I'm home. I can finally take my rest. In our bed tonight, I won't sleep alone. Breath is soft upon my chest. But the wheels keep turning in my head, they just keep spinning round. And the highway's calling once again. I'll soon be heading down this lonesome road. Lonesome road, and it's always on my mind. Oh, this lonesome road, yeah, this lonesome road, and you're always on my mind. Oh, this lonesome road.
Nice song from the 2 p.m. band, our guests on today's live music showcase. Guys, we got time for one more song. We can fade out on that, and folks on Facebook will get to hear the whole thing.
What would that be?
But, yeah, just pick one of the ones.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I don't want to put a harmonica in on it.
Okay.
2 p.m. band, our guest on today's show from WMNF in Tampa.
All right, well, this is a good one to fade out.
Have a consensus? Has a consensus been reached?
This is our rock anthem, so to speak.
Well, Guy, thanks for being on the show today.
Hey, thanks so much for having us. We really appreciate this, Bill. You're awesome, and thank you so much to the crew. You guys are fantastic. The sound was great here. We could hear every single thing. So
yeah, thank you so much.
We really appreciate you guys.
Thanks to Mark, and thanks John WMNF. Francis, Richard, Marcy and Tom, Ed, Bob, and Carlos for
support WMNF.
All right, well, this song is called No One to Blame. It's about a guy that looks around in his life and says, you know, things didn't turn out the way I planned, only to realize he never had a plan. So, here you go.
Life ain't panned out like I planned it. Well, then again, maybe it has. 'Cause I've been shifting like the wind and drifting like the sand. I took more than my fair share of chances.
More than my fair share of chances.
Full speed ahead when I should have stopped. And I knew that deck was stacked against me. But it threw my cards right off the top. I've been walking the dog and waking the dead. I'm talking to God. I take what he says with a grain of salt. And I've been teasing my fate and tossing a dime. I called it too late, so I'm killing some time. But it's not my fault. But you know I got nobody I can blame. You know I got nobody I can blame. I
put much faith in those around me.
You're listening to WMNF Tampa. Stay tuned for the NPR News, and after that, Rhythm Revival.